This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. We continue with our conversation from today's midweek chat. And we wanted to tap into your experiences. If you've got relatives, if you've got close friends, brothers, sons, daughters that attended initiation school, do they come back more responsible, respectful, matured? Or maybe you have noticed any negative changes in their attitude. And those are the experiences that we have been inviting since this hour started. So we've got some messages. We'll go through them very soon. Maybe let me just use this one to kickstart the conversation once again. This one says, hello, team. Yo, I am a teacher. And when they come back, horror. The disrespect from our young boys is at another level. One once told us he won't be disrespected by a woman, referring to us female teachers. The female ones, they are no longer sleeping at home by a jola. That's a message that comes from Eno out in Tzaneen. So we have invited an elder who has more insights as far as this custom is concerned. And we have Khoshi Matupa Lamek Mukwena, who is the president of Controlesa, or Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa. Khoshi, thank you for making time at such short notice to join us. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Are you well?
I'm cool, leadership. I can't complain because nobody listens. I mean, how are you?
Well, you've got cocks that day. They listen to you guys.
not quite.
Khoshi, initiation schools are often associated with teaching responsibility, respect, discipline, and man and womanhood. But in your experience, do participants genuinely demonstrate these values afterwards, or are the changes just temporarily?
Leadership, thank you very much for having me. And this is a very sensitive topic, but we had to face it nevertheless.
Yeah.
I can confirm that indeed this is a noble practice where young boys, even young girls, are taught on how to conduct themselves when they are old. I must agree that even now, as I'm seated here, I know there are some boys who are taught by some elders on how to behave themselves. Unfortunately, I'm the first one to concede that there are what you always call unintended consequences, where people will behave strangely and something that is not expected of them. Among others, it's those after coming from initiation school, they start misbehaving, where they give themselves this thing of saying that because now I am initiated, it means I can do anything. That we are definitely and we could condemn those kind of behaviors with all punishment that it deserves. We are not part of that, but the real stuff is that boys are going to the mountain to be initiated and to know how to conduct themselves, my leader.
I would like us to expand a little more on that. Be initiated and to understand how they must conduct themselves to an ordinary person, to families, to, you know, everyone who is listening to the show right now. Are there any factors that you believe determine whether initiation school has a positive impact on a young person's character, or is it all left to the individual's willingness to learn and grow?
Even though we can't really reveal exactly what's happening in the mountain, but all I can say is that it's so good to be initiated in the mountain. It's so good because you found elders with experience who will conduct those sessions that are happening in the mountain, where as a young boy, you will check us through all levels on how to conduct yourself. There are even a stage where you are given a chance to can tell us exactly what we have learned at that school. Even the question to say, can you assure us that from here you are not going to be an embarrassment to us and even to the practice itself? And that commitment from all of us to say, by the way, when you behave this way, you must know that you'll be a disgrace not only to yourself or your family, but to the whole community. That's what we're drumming to these young boys. And I want to assure people that it's really having a positive impact if those boys are taught based on all the prescripts that are there in the mountain. As I said, it's just a pity I can't reveal more. But I can tell you, Murenaka, that there are those minor issues that are really causing a dent into this very noble practice. But it's up to us who are there, who are practicing this this culture, to say, let's uproot all the unwanted elements who are tarnishing the image of initiation school, my leader.
Yes. I don't really know more about Baba Ojwatseleng. I mean, when the initiates come back and they display negative attitude and behavior, are traditional leaders addressing these cases?
Definitely, leadership. I know in the area I am in charge of, here at Ramatsiwela, down here in Mpumalanga, Bushbuck Ridge, local municipality. There are some boys who went to the initiation school. When they came back from school, they were just as good as you can imagine. But unfortunately, when they came back, they started misbehaving. And some of them, I'm told, they even started practicing on how to smoke and so on. But I called the parents and those young boys. I said, where do you get this? Because I know at the mountain, you were not taught to smoke or to drink liquor. Where do you get this? Now, they confessed to say, no, just peer pressure. There are some boys who said, no, because now we're from the mountain, let's do this. I want to assure our listeners of Capricorn to say, initiation school is good and wonderful. Just those few unwanted things that are happening there, that we are trying our best as traditional leadership, especially contrarians, to encourage all our traditional leaders to say, if you see some of those strange behaviors from our boys, please don't fold your arms and don't look away. Let's confront them head on, because it's really, as I said earlier on, it's tarnishing our image. And that's ravishing. This noble practice, where even those who are against practice will say, look at them, look at what they're doing. So it is as good as not even sending my boys there, based on the behavior of some of the boys, my leader.
Hoshi, I think you've said a mouthful. Thank you so much, because we have been receiving negative messages that have been coming from friends of the show that are listening as far as their experiences are concerned. We really appreciate you making time to chat to us.
Thank you very much, my
lead. Hoshi Matupalamek Mukwena is the president of Contralesa Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.